Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have two supremely good guests this afternoon.
We have a couple of lovely ladies. We have Alexis and Jasmine.
And they're from SSE. Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon.
That's Scottish and Southern Electricity, isn't it?
Network.
Scottish and Electricity. I need to get that right because you don't provide electricity. You provide the cables that get the electricity from wherever it's come from to wherever it's got to go to.
That's right.
Yeah, so we can get to, you can have whatever supply you want, but it comes through your wires in this part of the country.
Yes.
So Southern Scottish, that sounds like you've got a fair network up north and and a fair network down here somewhere.
Yeah, so we cover the north of Scotland and the whole of central southern England. So we've got about 3.8 million customers that we supply.
3.8 million customers?
Yeah, all on our network.
Okay.
And what happens if they all go click at the same time?
We've got enough power to see them through.
Magic.
That's what we like to know. That old thing about you're too young to remember, but during Christmas time, it used to be the Morecambe and Wise show.
I'm not too young to remember that.
Well, I was being...
I think she is too young.
Anyway, it used to get, back in the day, because there's only like three channels, four channels, it used to get something like 30 million viewers or 25...
17.5 million, I think.
And at the end of it, because it was on BBC, at the end of it, everyone went and put the kettle on across the country. You'd always hear the national week going, oh, no. Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about today. We're talking about the community stuff you're doing, specifically people who have additional needs in terms of electricity usage and things like that. So what sort of things are we talking about here?
So basically, as part of my job, I go out in power cuts and I help look after the more vulnerable, who it is more essential to have electricity. Mm-hmm. So people who have got stair lifts or if they've got nebulizers at home, mm-hmm. Oxygen machines, medicines that have got to be kept in the fridge, everything like that. I can go around there and I can make them more comfortable. I can provide them if they need any extra support. And also as well, before bad weather, if you've got some predicted, we can do outbound calls to all of our vulnerable people. And we, you know, give them the heads up that bad weather's coming in so they can start getting prepared. And, you know, if they needed, you know, extra cool packs at this time of year to keep their medicines down, we can do that.
I was going to say, what can you do in practical terms? You know, someone's got, as you say, you've got to keep your medicines in the fridge. You can turn up with cool packs or ice or whatever it is, put that out. And I don't know, we had a friend, actually an ex-presenter here, who was on dialysis.
Yeah.
And he needed that, but he needed additional help with it. Not paying for it, was still, you know, something. Can you provide emergency supplies or something like that under extreme conditions?
We can. We can't promise everybody that we can, but we'll certainly put, you know, those in definite need at top of our list. So we can't make any promises, but we'll certainly try our hardest. Yeah, definitely.
Because, if it's bad weather, you've got to get there just as much as the guys fixing it.
You
say you go out or you make outbound calls. You've got to know who these people. How do you do that?
So we have a register. So with the 3.8 million people that we've got, we've already got their names and addresses on our system. Now, when I go out to site, I need to know who is in most of need. So we have what we call a priority services register. Now, it's
that
a complete
sense,
free register because we've already got your name and address. It's just putting your details at the top of our list, and then we know what it is you need, what extra care it is you need, even things such as having a child under the age of 5 that warrants being on our register.
Really?
Yeah. So it doesn't have to be a physical impairment, but either way, you know, we can then go there with hot water if it's, you know, on the colder side, and so that you can warm baby's milk. But all I know then is to knock on your door first before I go to others in less need.
Okay.
That's interesting. So do people have to actually let you know they want to be on the register? Because you're not psychic, obviously.
Yes, that's very true. So there are multiple ways that you can get yourself on this. You can call us. So you can call us on 0800 294 3259. That's 0800 294 3259. You could visit our website at www.ssen.co.uk/priority services. It's a very simple form you fill out, and then it'll get sent to our priority team up in Scotland, and then they'll get you all registered and send you a little pack in the post.
Okay, excellent stuff. For people with additional needs in terms of sensory, like they're blind or they're deaf, you can deal with all that?
Yeah, so we work with them, especially if it's dark. What we do offer as well is that if they can have like a secondary contact, either it be a children or next door neighbour, we'll speak to them as well if we can't get hold of that person, and then they can go around there and assist in which way we can. But, you know, if it is darkness, we can hand out things like glow sticks. We've got blankets to hand out. We've got hand warmers for people if they get a bit chilly. So, yeah, we've got things as well, all free, which we offer. Is, you know, it's our network, so we want to help look after the people that are off the other end of it.
So when you say that you go out, you cover 3.8 million, do you?
No, not quite.
You must have some more team members.
Yes, so I believe, I don't know how many, because we've got, in the south, so we don't go to Scotland.
No.
But in the south, this whole southern central England is split into four. So me and my colleague Mark, we cover the southeast.
Right.
I believe southwest has got three of me. Northwest has got four, and northeast has got... two or three.
That's quite a few of you.
Yeah,
there's quite a few of us. And we, you know, impressive. If we need to, if, you know, say for example Oxford's got bad weather, we can all jump up there if weather comes to us. So, you know, that's we're good. All one, although it's in regions, we are still one one team.
I mean, in practical terms, you're not going to get the whole region out. It's going to be a chunk of it somewhere because of bad weather or whatever. And so you need to just go and concentrate your resources on that bit.
Absolutely.
So I like that, because you can just join it. It costs you nothing.
Yeah.
And it's just an information
exercise. Gives you peace of mind, doesn't it?
You know, and for some people, a power cut can be really distressing.
Of course it can.
And even just the fact of not knowing when it's going to come on, when can you have your next cup of tea? You know, that can be quite frustrating. So, you know, even if it's just the fact that we can text you.
Yeah.
Updates, what time the engineers are going to be on site, what time we're thinking it's going to come back on, then you can work around it, go out for the day, and then knowing that you can come back to a nice warm house. So,
good.
Okay.
Yeah.
The service is really flexible, though, as well, because although we've got the criteria, and as you say, if you go on www.ssen.co.uk, all the criteria is listed there, and you can fill in the online form. But one of the things that we stress is you may not be vulnerable, you may not see yourself as being vulnerable, but you could become vulnerable during a power cut.
Yes.
And that's quite important. If people can think about that, then they're probably more than likely eligible for the priority services register. So we would encourage anyone, even as a slight concern, go on, have a look, because you may have come home from hospital with a small baby and you may not have thought that was a situation where you could be vulnerable in, and suddenly that power cut makes you so. But a really interesting case we heard about as well was a family whose child has autism. Now, one of their main things is having a nightlight. And when the power went off, that caused a lot of distress to that child.
It would,
So that's an area where it's not very specifically laid out in the criteria, but that's a situation of vulnerability. Yeah. So have a think about your own circumstances and, you know, speak to us, because we can let you know if you are eligible to sign up, even though you may not think so yourself.
Excellent stuff. Well, I think we need to take a quick break with some adverts, and we'll come back with a bit of music and just a little bit more from you, because it's a really interesting subject. We still have Jasmine and Alexis in from SSE Networks.
SSEN,
I'll get it right. Not SCN, that's something completely different.
No.
SSEN. Now, we mentioned before the break about people with additional needs who can't see or can't hear, so you've got some ways of dealing with that as well, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely. Like, when requested, we can offer you advice on how to prepare for power cuts in a formal format that suits you. So we can do braille, text, phone, audio, CD, or if there's another language, then we can print off this information and send it over.
Oh, okay.
So we can help and get this information to
do it in Isle of Wight, do you?
Yeah, especially in the Isle of Wight.
Okay, now, in general terms, we could lose power at any time. I don't mean your network's not stable, but you could get a thunderstorm, you could get a flood, gale, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
What do people do?
Well, the best thing to do is check that it is not just you that's off. That's one of the things, and I think we've all done that when the power goes off and you think, power's failed, and then you think, well, actually, it's my fuse box. So do check, have a look around and make sure if other people are off as well. Pick up the phone and dial 105. It is as simple as that. It doesn't matter where you are in the country. That will take you through to your distribution.
It's a national thing.
Operator. It's a national system. It's free to call, mobiles, landlines. You don't get any charge with it. And that will put you straight through to, if you're local to here, it'll put you straight through to us. And we can then set up the services. We'll obviously record that power cut. And if you are a customer who's on the priority services register, we'll set the ball rolling with what you need to see you through that power cut.
Well, that's good.
And we'll update you with information as well, so you know roughly how long you might be off, what the cause might be. It's literally, we don't want you to be in the dark.
Okay. And we were talking about if you are in the middle of a power cut, you need to have a phone that works, don't you?
Yeah.
And I think we kind of all forget that with our modern technology. So if there's any way that we are coming into a storm situation, we're able to let people know that we think there could be unplanned outages. Get your mobile phone charged up, mm-hmm. please. But it's always really handy to actually have just a plug-in standard old landline. Mm. And you can buy those phones quite cheaply. I think you can get one for about £5.
But about £5 at certain stores that aren't rhyme with Argos. other shops are available. You can, because if you've got a cordless phone system, of course, no power, no phone.
Exactly.
So a plug-in one is essential. Excellent. So, and did you say you can download? There's a leaflet we've got here, which we will have some at the station for you to collect in the not too distant future if you're interested.
Yeah, Jasmine is going to kindly come over and make another trip. Any excuse to come visit you guys again and drop off a whole load of leaflets. But in the meantime, yes, if you go back to the website, if you can access a computer or get someone to do it for you, www.ssen.co.uk, go to the priority services and the leaflets there, you can click on it, you can download it, print off as many as you like, give them to friends. One of the other great things about the priority services register is you don't have to register yourself. If there's someone else who can do it for you, if it's a carer, another family member, they can register on your behalf.
Excellent.
And your details are held private. That's not shared with any other organisation or company.
That's good to know as well.
That's good to know. But excellent stuff. So basically, can you just give us the contact details one more time and we'll go through that?
Yeah, that's fine. So you can give us a call on 0800 294 3259. Mm. That's 0800 294 3259. Or you can visit our website at www.ssen.co.uk/priority services.
Excellent, and that gives you everything you need to know, mm-hmm. and some information that would be helpful for everybody to know.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for coming.
That's
in.
Brilliant.
thank you for having us.
You.
Yeah.
We've learned a lot.
Yes. If you've got a problem, dial 105 and all that phone number. Before you do that, get registered for the priority service, and then you have a bit more peace of mind.
So, if I dial 105, will I get to speak to Jasmine?
No, but I can turn up at your door.
Before you go, you can get a thing for your tablet called Power Track, by the way, which will tell you where your power cuts
yes.
are as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes,
you get, yes I know.
Not
I've got
another
it.
App.
Have you?
Yes. I'm a bit geeky. I've got that. Oh, the power cut. Oh, wonder.
You can get quite obsessed with that app.
You can. Yeah. You're not careful.
Oh, it's when we're on holiday.
They've got a power cut in Edinburgh. That's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah. You're on holiday abroad and you're like, oh, look, oh, at home. Oh, that's a shame.
Right, we'll take a bit of local music now. Yours and mine with Yesterday's Girl. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, ladies. Can we invite you
back in later in the year to talk about winter preparations and things?
Happily.
Thank you. We'll see you again.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.